Gimel Ches von Toshin Peihei, Harav Shmuel Halpenschlitter.
Which in the Arizon of Chassidim, Gimel Cheshvan has a extremely special, elevated meaning. Gimel Cheshvan is Yutzat from the Heilige Rishna. The Heilige Rishna started now over 170 years since his Petira, but his Koyach and his Ashpur is traveling along with us until the present day. Is one of the tzaddikim who lived not just for his generation, but he was one of the tzaddikim who lived for all the generations to come after him. You see from the things that he used to say and his type of esnagas that he brought into Klal Yisrael that he wasn't just talking about his generation, he was talking about specifically our generation. There's many, many, many memories that the Heilige Rishna said about the Doir. How it's going to be in our times, what our void is to be in those times. It's a day which Tzaddikim used to talk about, Gimel Cheshvan, and such hoich dargis that we feel lost and we feel it has hard to touch base and understand what they were saying. So Ruka Brengfen, that it's Tzimah Shel Yoy Mechape. In Rishon it's very ungenimen that Gimel Cheshvan has a koyach to be mechapa a virus, just like in Yom Kippur. How can we say such a thing? How do we understand such a thing? But we have a minna. Klal Yisrael was brought up with a minna. That's how whole koyach in the gulas is with a minna. And that's how we were brought up and that's how we were taught. And Tzimah Shel Yoy Mechapa, Gimel Cheshvan has a moirik of the hoi benatug. Heilige Rishon brought in a new mahalach, which wasn't really well known at all in Klal Yisrael until then. We know that Ayid in this world is here to Din and the Aibishta. Our Arbet is Pushet, Sazana Eved Nehmo Hashem. We don't need to have Gashmias. Our Arbet is only for Ruchnias. We know there was a Vekiach Yaakov with Esav. And Yaakov was took Oilam Haba, and Esav took Oilam Hazar. Ayid's Arbet in this world is only to be Misgabe on his Nisyonis, and to teen mitzvahs, and to hold himself back from doing a virus. And with that, it's only a praise to the Olam Haba. We're only on a small journey. We're only on a very small porchway, going through to the groyser tzimmer, to the groyser Olam Haba, which we're going to be zoichet to, Kol Yisrael Yeshlaim Chaylik L'Olam Haba. This world is only a place of nisyonos. It's only a place where we go to work, in order to earn our wage, to earn our paycheck, which we're going to be zoichet in Olam Haba. And therefore, we see always by tzaddikim, they were mitzamtzim what they used to do, what they used to use from this world. Chazal tell us, actually, Yispal Udam, don't remember the Lushna, but Yispal Udam shle ikunis madanim l'toichoy. Person should daven that the gashmit shouldn't go into him, because our tachlis in this world is to din and aibishter. The Heilige Rishna brought in a mahalach, brought in a derech of not ignoring the gashmis on this world, not ignoring the hashpus in this world, va'adarabba, taking the oilam hazeh and turning this oilam hazeh into oilam haba, not just passing through and trying to avoid the pitfalls in order to get to oilam haba, va'adarabba, let's pick everything up on the way as we're traveling along. Let's pick up the oilam hazeh and take it with us, and we should be zoicha with that to change the oilam hazeh into oilam haba, not to wait till after 120 was Zoychet Olam Haba, not to pick the whole Olam Hazah up with us. That was the Vekiach Yaakov and Esav, which happened the whole time. It's coming up these parshias. And Esav came along to Yaakov with gross tanis. I don't understand what's going on over here. You're meant to get Olam Haba. Why are you walking around with so much gold and silver? Why are you walking around with so much Buka, Vitzoyin, Gemalim. You have so much. How's it going to be? Why do you have so much? And Yaakov Avinu's teretz was, it's not Olam Hazeh, it's all Olam Haba. I'm using the Olam Hazeh in order to turn this over, to make it the Olam Haba, in order to be able to get to where we're meant to get to. It's very famous that the Heilige Rishna, that the Snagis was mamish like a king. Mamish like a prince, like a king. He lived in a palace. He had the most fancy carriage with 6 white horses in front of him. It's hard for us to appreciate the carriage with horses because it's a little bit old-fashioned. But he had a fleet of limousines, if you want to call it that way, to talk into our language. He lived a life of extreme, from it looked like an extreme luxurious life. The kufri was made out of gold. It's a famous thing which people know that he even had gold shoes. And that's how he walked around. He would look like a mamash and melech. He had such a kingdom that the Tsar Nikolai Yimach Shemoi V'Zichroi felt that he's got a competition over here. He's got somebody who's living in his kingdom, who's running his own kingdom. And he roid of the Heilige Rishna until he was matzliach to throw him into prison. And there was a whole, there's many, many stories about how he went into prison, what happened when he was in prison, how he got released from prison, how he escaped after some Russia. But that was the mahalach of the Heilige Rishna. And it was a new mahalach. It was a mahalach which other tzaddikim in the Dor didn't understand after, and they didn't go with such a mahalach. There's a very famous story. The Ger Rebbe, I think it was the Chiddush HaRim, came to once to visit the Heilige Rishna. And the Heilige Rishna showed him around his property, he showed him around his house, and his, all his nechusim. When he finished, he took him around even to the stables, and he showed him the horses that he has. And the Chiddush HaRim is like a Talmud from Kotsk. And he said straight away, Hevel Avulim, everything is Hevel. All this Gashmi, it's all Hevel. The Heilige Rishna says straight away back, Hevel is Rosh HaTevis, Hei Beis Lamed, Hakoil Bura Lichvoidoi. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for his kovod. It was his mahalik that he brought into Klal Yisrael. But it's very easy for somebody to feel, okay, you know what? I'm going to take all the gashmis from Olam Hazeh. I'm going to start running my life this way. And I'm going to go in the mahalik with the Heilige Rishna. The Heilige Rishna, before he was Nifta, he picked up his 10 fingers to Shemayim and he said, Chmimeid, I didn't have anur from this world, can ki hize. I wasn't nana from this world, can ein drop. Mamish azoi bi Rabbeinu HaKudosh. We know Rabbeinu HaKudosh also went on a Zama Mahalach. Rabbeinu HaKudosh was famous, he was rich, extremely rich. Rashi brings down, Shnein goyim bebitneich, ze Rebbe v'antaninis, shleposkech azoi me... Chazeres o'elam b'mishulchunam, afilim o'isa, the whole year round. Rebbe also went on this mahalach, and he was also made before he was nifta, that he didn't have any anur from this world. So obviously, you've got to be able to do such a thing. If somebody can be made that he's having no anur from something, then he's okay, he can go on such a mahalach. For other people, for most regular Erlich Yidin, it's a very slippery path, because it's very easy to go from having the gashmius to anur from the gashmius. But we can all take out a limit from this mahalach. As if you start in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to have Kol Ma'asecho Yil Hashem Shemayim. We deen the Eibishter when we daven. We deen the Eibishter when we learn. We deen the Eibishter when we do chesed, when we do mitzvahs. But how much of our day is learning and davening and doing chesed? How much of our day is involved in doing mitzvahs? We have to live also. And we have to eat. And we have to sleep. And we have to look after ourselves. And we have to make parnusa. And a lot of the day goes by with lav dafka dvorim aruchniyim. And if a person's going to deen the Eibishter only with dvorim aruchniyim, he's going to end up, a lot of his day won't be utilized in the maximum potential which it could be, which it should be. It's a waste of precious time which we have. It's a waste of precious potential. Daitan Shulchan Aruch kol ma'asav yir l'shem shamayim. And a person goes to sleep and he thinks for a half a second and going to sleep as shtab koyach, the deen the Eibishter. He just transformed his 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of lying in bed for Gashmi's dick. He elevated it and now it became a Ruchni's dick avoider. When he goes to eat, he says, he thinks for a second. It's a great avoider and it's very hard. But every now and again, we think, we try, each is going to have koyach to be able to deal in the Eibishter. I'm doing parnusa, because the oizah chesed, kol ha-yoyim, darshan ha-chazal, zah-zom, ishto, yibunov. Somebody who goes to do parnusa is doing chesed kol ha-yoyim. Just has to think about it. I'm doing chesed kol ha-yoyim. I'm going to work. Not going to work because I want to add another zero to my bank account. I'm going to work because I want to be machanech my kinderlech. I'm going to work because I want to be able to pay the school fees. I want to be able to pay the electricity bill and the gas bill at home. Kadesh Zal Hazan Gishmak. And if it's Gishmak, but Mekenna Dina and the Aibishter. And as though you guide us out with every prat of our lives. With them, Kemenhuman and Agia Bemiktus. As though there's a famous saying which Chazal tell us, Musa Agia Masa, the Masa Voisai, Sadiqim Tachis, Yagia, Lushan of Nagia, Lushan of Touching. When will be Zoyfa to have a little touch in the Masim of our Voisai? How can we copy Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? How can we compare ourselves to Brisa Tzadikim? If we think that we can get so far, we know we're only fooling ourselves. But we can have a Negiah B'miktzas, a little bit of a Negiah in the Mahalach, in the Koyach of Tzadikim, of what they did, and how they used to do their Heilig Avoida. Heilig Rishna, like we said before, spoke a very lot about Mashiach Tzaten. He used to say things which often a Zachen, how Mashiach is going to come, things which have happened already now in the past. Is a Chmam Chazal, Ein Bein Duvid Bo, El Abadoi Shekilo Chayiv, Abadoi Shekilo Zakai. It's very hard to understand. The Heilige Rishon gefragt, how can you have a Doi Shekilo Chayiv? We have a Chavtucha von Chazal, Leomishi mi Picho mi Pizaracho mi Pizera Zaracho mi Ato Ve'ad Oilom. It's impossible to have a doy shekilo chayiv. It's absolutely impossible to have a doy who will be kilo chayiv, will be eaten, who will be, everyone will be chayiv. Chas v'shulim, there'll be no Torah, there'll be no mitzvahs. It can't be. Kilo zakai? You can have a doy shekilo zakai? We're going to be zoy that a doy shekilo zakai, and if not, that's it. Mashiach's not going to come. The Heilige Rishon said, as pshat in their ma'am chazal is, as there's going to be two sections of Klal Yisroel. There's going to be a Zakai and there's going to be a Chayev. The ones who are going to be Chayev are going to be Kdoy Shekiloy Chayev. They're going to be in a Darbe that they're going to be like the Kiloy Chayev. They're not going to have much of an essence of Yiddishkeit to themselves. And there's going to be the Chayev of Klal Yisroel, Zakai, which they're going to be Kiloy Zakai. Ein Bein Duvid Bo. Ela v'doyer shekiloi chayev v'doyer shekiloi zakai. It goes together. And v'doyer, the ones who are zakai or kiloi zakai, and the ones who are chayev or kiloi chayev. Heilige Rishon said it when he saw a story where there were some people, or some epsamasa, and he said, Nabuch, the kiloi chayev om zeyotze gevein. The arbit is only for us, for the zakai, is to become kiloi zakai, and then Mashiach can come. Once thought to myself that such a memory, it sounds very difficult, such a memory. I'm not saying Pshat in the Heilige Rishon is Ve'etzachas V'shulim, but a machshuva that I had, I don't know if that's what the Heilige Rishon meant. But Mashiach has to come to a doir where Yidin deserve him to come, when there's no kitzrug that he shouldn't come. Yidin when a zakai, it's a pushet, that Yidin Mashiach to Mashiach. If we're Zakai, we're Zoycha to Mashiach. If we're Kilo Zakai, who talks? We're Kilo Zakai, Avadu is Zoycha to Mashiach. But unfortunately, we have many, many Chayevs. But when it comes to a Darga, when the Chayev is so Chayev, he's Kilo Chayev, how can we get to a Darga that somebody should be a Kilo Chayev? How can we get to a Darga that the Yidden who don't do Torah and Mitzvahs completely? There's only one Hezbah. If they're Tinnik Shanishba, unfortunately they were brought up in an environment which Torah Mitzvahs didn't exist. They were brought up in an environment where they weren't taught the beauty of Torah. They might be surrounded by Elech Eden. They might live in towns where there's Elech Eden. But if somebody's brought up without appreciating the values, without being taught, and the beauty of Torah, without being taught the beauty of emuna, without being taught the beauty of mitzvahs, then what can be expected from him? He's puter in ganzen. He's taka chayev. Because unfortunately he doesn't do Torah and mitzvahs. But he's kilui chayev. Because he's so chayev, he has no shaykhus to it at all, because he's lost completely. He was never brought up that way. He was never taught that way. A tinuk shenishba, he's stopping Mashiach coming. Avadanish. If anything, he's a lot higher than the zakais, because he's never done an aver in his life. He's never done anything which is going to come to Olam Haba and they're going to have tannas on him. He's going to come up after 120 and he's going to say, what did you want from me? And he'll be gerecht. He'll be mule gerecht. He'll be 100% right. It's not his fault at all. He's a kilui chayev. He's not stopping Mashiach coming. This is the Heilige Rishon Efshe gezucht. The chayev is in shen kilui chayev. The Arbet is of the zakais. We were zoiche to be brought up with Torah, with mitzvahs. We received the chinuch, which is a minna and tzaddikim, which is a minna and aibishter. We were brought up to appreciate the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. We were brought up to appreciate the simiram and tasei toiv and menud lachaveiro and menud lamukim. We were brought up with a Yiddishkeit, with a gefil, with a kiras elikim li toiv. We were brought up with zoiche to gang to a chinuch, to learn Torah. Kanayin har, nisirapso toiv b'yisroel, nisirapso chesed b'yisroel, nisirapso mitzvahs b'yisroel. We were zoiche to such heiligkeit and such ehrlichkeit. We zakai. And our arbet is to become a kilo zakai, is to become in ganzen a zakai dik. And that will, Mr. Shem, that will be the Ben David Bo, but Dorish a kilo zakai, but Dorish a kilo chayev. Moshe Shul Klein Shlita, Oile Weiss, a town from Revozna, Zichroin Levrucha, he was here once in Manchester, and I had a schist to be Mashamashim. And I remember somebody threw a comment, I think I was in the car with him together, and somebody threw a comment to him, I zay daf and shoyn shivatim. As the Frei Eden, the people are also out of zay daf and shoyn shivatim. And the Moshul got very bothered. And he said, zay daf and shivatim? Zam nish gesindigt. They have to do shiva? They never did a virus. They're not stopping Mashiach coming. It's very easy to blame others. They're not stopping Mashiach coming. They're blameless completely. If Ipes is, in daf and shivatim. And they were mazoich as an Mashiach would come. The Heilige Rishon has gesucht, that before Mashiach's times, it's going to be so hard to have a min in the Eibishter, it's going to be like trying to scale a wall, a blank, plain wall, with no foot and hand grips. Just trying to climb up a wall without any help. That's how hard it's going to be to keep the min in the Eibishter. The whole world is going to be surrounded with such a choyshev. We're going to be surrounded with such Verstopkeit. We're going to be surrounded with such a goysha shpur around us. It's going to be so hard to blab an erlich yid. Why am I telling you this? He said. This was 108 years ago, Berich, when he said it. Why am I telling you this? Because if you know beforehand, you'll be able to work on yourself and you'll be able to keep yourself strong. It'll be like by Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar HaKarmel. By Eliyahu HaNavi Bahar HaKarmel, all the yidin together, Nebuch, was the Oyvda Avodazura. And Eliyahu HaNavi came and he brought the two agula, the two eglas, and they made the karbunas, one for the Baal, and nothing happened. And then he brought his karbun, and it was gone, Hashemi Alekim, Hashemi Alekim, and it became a fearsome everywhere. Who is the Eibishter? He said, Fa Mashiach Kim will be very similar. It'll also be as a matzav of the Eilecha people against the rest of the world. But then it'll be different. The Mofsim will happen to the Goyim. The Hatzlucha will happen to the Zatus as Nisht Eilech. The Hatzlucha will happen to the Goyim who's saying, you Yidden are nothing. And we'll be stuck there on this deserted all by ourselves. And we'll be floundering around. How are we going to manage? And we're going to be mechazik ourselves with a minna, even in such a circumstances. In the end, Mashiach is going to come. And then we're all going to have a pitzchum peh, like we say so famously in Makdumas. We're going to turn out to the Goyim and tell them, ha, that's what you wanted. You wanted to pull us down with you. Do you not see what we've been waiting for? We waited for him with such a minna. We hoped for him with such a minna. Zwischen Klal Yisroel and the Heilige Vashefe. So two psikim which don't go together. Hashiveni Hashem Ilechu v'noshivu. and Hoshiva Elai, Hoshiva Aleichem. The Eibishter tells Yidden, Hoshiva Elai, come back to me, do Tshiva, Hoshiva Aleichem, and I'll come to you. And the Yidden turn around to the Eibishter and say, Ashveni Hashem Elechem and Hoshiva. Eibishter, you got to take the first step. You bring us back to you, and Hoshiva will come to you. It's like happening, you got two friends who get into a disagreement. And it becomes, the relationship isn't going very well. Somebody has to break the ice. Somebody has to be the first one to take the step forward. And we look at the Eibishter of the Yidden, have a vikich over here. Who's going to take step one? Who's going to start moving forward to the other one first to be mekayer them? Shmuel Zayde, Zchis Yugen Aleini, said about this theory. He said to him, to the Eibishter, he said, the Heide Vashefer, I promise to you that Klal Yisrael will not take the first step. So if you're not, if we're going to action, if we're going to be stubborn, then we're not going to get anywhere. Therefore, Beitach Eibishter, you take the first step. You take the first step, Ashiveini Hashem Elecho. And then I'm telling you, Eibishter, it will be Ashiveini Hashem Elecho, and Hashiva will all come back. The Heilige Rishon also used to say, as Ashprach, feel scared to say over such words, but the Heilige Rishon has said, Heilige Vashefer, what do you want from Yiddish Kinderlech? Me verstopt ze de Herz, me verstopt ze de Augen, and the Willen sollen singen Shirs with the Shvuches. They have such a difficult time. You close up their hearts and their eyes, and you give them, they have gone through such tzuris, and you want them to sing your praises. I tell you, Heilige Vashefer, trust me, if you'll make it good for them, and give them Ravches, open them up. Open up all my things which have zusammengebinden. And I'm telling you, we'll all sing your shiris as shbuchas. We see a taka. A few years ago, we were zoicha, and became a new riach in Klal Yisrael. So many balachivas, so many yidden who were further away from Yiddishkeit. And all of a sudden, the balachiva movement, as it's known. Now we're already spoiled, now we're already used to it. But it was a moidikil, new berry which happened. Was never so many Yidden were far away from Yiddishkeit. All of a sudden, their children turned back. It was Hashiveini Hashem Eilecho. The Eibishter took step one. The Eibishter came to us and started being with Makarim. And Takav and Hashiva. Now we see how Klal Yisrael is Ma'ira. And Klal Yisrael kept Nunta to the Eibishter. And Nunta to the Eibishter. The Heilige Rishon gesucht, as Takav, which the Shpole Zayde requested from the Heilige Vashefer, we deserve it. We have a right to ask that the Eibishter to be the one to take step one. We say in Shmissiv, we just said now the whole of Sikkis, because of our virus, we went into Gulis. Umipnei is a lushan from Lifnei, similar to the word Lifnei, before. Lifnei chatu'eini, golini me'artzeini. Before we did our virus, we already went into Gulis. By Bris Bein Absurim, by Bris Bein Absurim, the Eibishter told Avraham Avinu, Arba Meir Shuna, 400 years your kinderlech are going to be in Gulis. What did they do wrong? We weren't even born yet. And we were already told we're going to go into Gulis. Just like before we did our virus, you gave us Gulis. The same thing as before we do Tshiva, we should be zoicher to the Ge'ilah. Just like we got into put into Gulis on the credit of the virus which we're going to do, we deserve to be come out of this gulis on the credit of the mitzvahs that we're going to do after Mashiach is going to come. O mepnei chatu'eini golini me'artzeini. Before we zindik golini me'artzeini, you took us and you put us into gulis. Could be, there's a very interesting nisach we said this Shabbos. We said ati yitzar to elamchum mekedem. It's a tefillah which is zoicha. It's one of the rarest Shmoneh Esrei that there is. Maybe it's the rarest Shmoneh Esrei. We say a lushan, which I don't think we say anywhere else in the Tfilis, in the Shmoneh Esrei. We say, Lefisha chatuni lefonecho, anachni vaviseini, because we did a virus to you, we did a virus, our fathers did a virus, chor voireini, v'shum beis mikdashaini, Rishlaim was destroyed, beis mikdash was destroyed. It sounds to be quite an unusual lushan. We can say about ourselves that we went into gulis because our fathers did a virus. It wasn't our doyr, it was the earlier doyrs. We could even turn around and say, Lushan, that we went into Gulis because we did our various and we go in Klulis of Klal Yisrael. Klulis of Klal Yisrael means us and all the other doyrs. It means Klal Yisrael was one. But here we say clearly, Lefisha Chatuni, Lefonecho, Amnachni, Vaviseini. Because we did our various and because our fathers did our various, Therefore, Chorvi Reini, you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. You destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because we did Avairus. We went around. We did Avairus. That's why we went into the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because our Dor did Avairus. It's very similar to the Zavol from the Heilige Rishna. Because we did Avairus, we never Eivish that Paskin Gulis on us, Oibe Zoi came and Opfregen, as because we are going to do the mitzvahs after Mashiach is going to come, we should be Zoich attack it to the Ge'ilah also. She was zoicha to be redeemed from their greater gulas. Chazal tell us, Haroya imois misguro is ze bo ze. Yitzapel eraglish ha-Moshiach. If somebody, if we see nations starting up one with the other, we see nations shepherding one with the other, Yitzapel eraglish ha-Moshiach. Beyond Rebbe Shlita, in the summer over here, a few months ago, told my sugar Rebbe Yisroel, the arbet, the work of Yiddish Kinder these days, is to be Yitzhape. Chazal tell us, Aroya Imus Mizguri Zebuzay Yitzhape. Our void now is Yitzhape. Bezay the Imus and the Mizguri Zebuzay. We live in a time which, from day to day, we don't know what's going to be. We live in a time of such open nisim v'nifluos. We live in a time which we're seeing Kimetzeischo Me'eret Mitzrayim Ereni Nifluos. Just like when Eden went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, we're going to have Babias Mashiach, we're going to see Nefluas. Mashiach's going to come and we're going to look back. We're going to see we already lived through some of the Makkas. We already lived through some of the Nisim Nefluas. We had such often a Nisim. We have a nation of Iran who are trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. They're not talking, they're doing. They're doing everything by Yecholtam. They sent over missiles once and the Eivish just saved us. They sent over missiles twice, and the Eivish to save us. It has no shaykhus to nature of the yeshias which Klal Yisrael had, which we went through, such nisim and nifluos, how nobody got killed in the whole of Eretz Yisrael except for one goy. For one goy, it's unbelievable. We're talking about however many missiles there were. Altogether, we're talking about 300, 400, 500 missiles from both attacks together. It's mind-boggling. Each one of these machines, each one of these missiles has courage to destroy tens or hundreds of people. And not one person got killed except for one goy. We're seeing these nisim and nifluos the whole time. There's been thousands upon thousands of rockets sent over to Klal Yisrael. What happens? Nebuch, the Akarbunas. But how often do we hear, yeah, one missile landed, it injured 10 people, 15 people, they were goyim. There were 7 people got killed a couple of days ago. 6 of them were goyim. How many goyim are there in the whole of Eretz Yisrael? The statistics don't add up. One has to be blind not to see. The Eibishter cares for Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter loves us and he looks after us. And he protects us. An iron dome. Avada to iron dome. The tefillahs from Klal Yisrael. We say every day that we're in the Esra. Melech Oizer Mashiach Mugen. Burichatu Hashem Mugen Avruam. It's the Parshas in Avruam Avini. It's the greatest Mugen of Sedus, the Eivishta. Al Kapayim Yisrayincho Pentigoy Be'evin Raglecho. The Eivishta hugs us. He holds us in his hands. Doesn't let us walk on the ground. Because he wants us to be safe. He wants us to be protected. He looks after us every minute, every second. I was thinking when, by Kriyas Yamsif, the Yidim were very scared. They looked up and they saw the Mitzrayim were coming. Oy vay! In a few seconds, we were all gone. And the Eibishter saved them. We know Kriyas Yam Suf, such nisim and nifluos. But it was very scary beforehand. It might be very scary now also. It might come a time which is getting more scary and more scary. There might be a matzav that's going to come goyim Klal Yisrael v'shtayt al neviim, and we're going to be terrified. And the Eibishter turns around to us. Don't be scared. Hakol mashal sisi o sisi lemanchem. Everything I did for your sake. Just hold on, you'll see the nisim and nifluos, I'm going to protect you. I came to Makkas Bechoyres, it was scary. All of a sudden, Yidden heard from every side screams and shouts. This Mitzri died and that Mitzri died. It was that Koyl Tzu'aka. And the Yidden were probably scared. To have a minna, such a minna chishes, is going to be okay? It's very hard. And the Aisha turned around and said, I did everything for you. Pusach al-Bute b'nei Yisrael. We're going to be zoicha to see such often a nisim and nifluos. I tell my kids sometimes, look around at this gulas. Because when it comes Seder night, We invest so much koyach and so much efforts to tell our children what Gulas Mitzrayim was all about. We buy these agudas with illustrations. Some people buy plastic frogs and jump them over the table. We describe them what it means to have dam. Trying to scratching the lice everywhere. Trying to live and explain them in a graphic way they should feel along the makas which happened. They should be able to feel along what Gulas Mitzrayim was all about. It's hard for us to comprehend 210 years in Gulas. It's hard, it's impossible to imagine. That's the Avot of Klal Yisrael. Our kindlech and our job is going to be, and our kindlech's job is going to be, and Zay kindlech is going to be to tell the next door and the next door and the next door what it was in Gulas. In Gulas Edoy. What it was in Gulas Yishmur. It's going to be so hard to believe. There was such a time when a Yid could walk down the street and be shouted at by a goy? How come he never died on the spot? There was such a metzius as a Yid could walk down the street and a goy could pick up a hand and hit him? You were scared? It'll sound like you're talking them crazy fairy tales. Look around, tell your kinderlach, look around at this gulas, because it's soon going to disappear. It's soon going to dissipate. And you're going to have to tell your kinderlach and your einiklach what this gulas was about and what the Eibusha did when he took us out. Mazal zoichazan, ki meiseis chom eretz Mitzrayim, ereni nefluas, schiz in the Heilige Rishna, who managed as a special schiz, shvugar b'sru, friedman's big etasna tonight, mit Hashem, and weiten doch, as a zaydus kim en rup by the chippe, as a Heilige Rishna kim tu bazich en manstab enach, mazal zoichazan, as an ashpur, as a shpur von alle tzadikim, mazal zoichazan, as a rosa nemmen, jiden von dem gulis, mazal shen zoichazan, as a bias, mashiach, as a tkeini, b'meheri, b'meini, 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 b'meini,